Not at all.
How are you feeling after that workload?
With the win, I feel great. Now, how am I going to feel tomorrow? I do not know.
If you felt like a pinata last,
then I'm going to feel like a busted one this week, huh?
Yeah.
No, those guys took great care of me again up front. So I really wish I could bring, you know, the whole offensive line, Lawrence Vickers and all the tight ends up here to do the interviews, because I'm not doing nothing. They're doing all the work, and I'm just getting the credit for it, and I sort of feel bad, but that's really what's going on out there the past two, three weeks.
Sherman, were the Raiders working you over on the ground a little bit after some tackles?
We knew they was going to do that. You know what I mean? They play after the whistle and little cheap shots, you know, try and roll your ankle, stuff like that. But like I said, like Rex Hadnott and Joe Thomas, guys wasn't letting them do it, man. They was getting guys off of me before I was even on the ground. So when I truly say they take care of me, man, like, they really do. If we'd have thought like that, we'd have went out here and lost these last two, three games. So I think we see it more as we're moving in the right direction. We can only control what we can control. Like, we can only play the game we're playing right now, and we're just looking forward to playing Jacksonville.
You expect to, a lot of times.
That's a nice hat.
Well, thank you.
Thanks.
Did you expect to, certainly I carried 39 times, but did you expect today, after what happened last week, and sometimes these guys go away from what works.
Nah, I just line up, practice hard every weekend. You know, if my number's called, try to make the best of it. Whether it's running, blocking, catching, whatever it may be. You know what I'm saying? You just put yourself in a situation during the week where whatever happens, be prepared. Help the team win at all means necessary.
The trick play, the deception play, that what was going on there? The camera couldn't follow what was going on.
I can't tell you. We might do it again, you know?
Did you, you know, after that touchdown run, really, to start the game. So did you think, here we go again, it's going to be another?
No, I was just like, here go another big hole they done created for me. Might as well take it.
You waited 4 years for this. What is this like these last 2 weeks to, you know, have the whole running game, the whole offense depending on you, and you having games like this?
Oh, this is what you live for, what you dream about, you know what I mean? This is what you practice for. You know, I done sat behind, you know, Jamal Lewis, which was a great running back, one of my great friends, and I told myself while I was behind him and working with Jamal, I'm going to take as much from him as I can until, you know, my time comes. And Jamal used to always tell me, like, you know, your time coming, just be prepared and just keep learning and studying. And it's just all the hard work and stuff is just paying off.
A lot of people thought that you couldn't be a feature back because of your small stature, and they must didn't watch you at Washington State when you had 1,900 yards. You think that you finally shushed the haters and shushed the doubters and proved that you can be a feature back with multiple carries?
I just line up and play, man. I've been small my whole life. Not one day in my life did I ever want to be 6 foot or 5 foot 11, 220, 30 pounds. I love who I am. God made me this way. You know what I mean? And he's too small. I heard that my whole life. And I've been scoring touchdowns my whole life. So their opinions and thoughts don't defy me. I go out there, you just put in the tape and watch me, and then you make your opinion.
What is the difference, Jerome, between the Browns and the first?
You know, we have a great quarterback coach. Great one.
in the first part of the season, when you were in 1-11 at one point, and now, so what's been a change?
I don't know. The team is just getting into a good rhythm. I mean, the offense is feeding off the defense. Defense feeding off the special teams. And it's just, we just all head in the same direction. And, you know, everything we've been doing in camp and the whole time we was losing, we never stopped playing for each other. And it's starting to pay off now.
Can you share what Jim Brown said to you before you were coming in here, being that you surpassed another one of his marks today?
He just said, I'm proud of you. He said, I'm proud of you. You know, he talked to me a lot. And I'm just saying, he says he's proud of me. And the rest of it, you know, we keep between each other.
What does that mean to you, to have someone like that waiting?
I mean, it's a blessing. It's a true blessing, like, to have a guy like Jim Brown. Like, most guys play running back in the NFL, never have a chance to get close to, like, Barry Sanders, you know, guys like that, to tutor them and mentor them, you know. And I got one of the greats, and I appreciate it. It's a true blessing, and I don't take it for granted.
What was it say about your durability, 39 carries? I mean, that was one of the questions that people had brought up, that they figured that maybe
still going to get brought up.
Yeah.
Well, it's not. All I do is go out there and play. I never worried about that.
Joe, what did you do 2 weeks ago to convince Coach Mangini that, play me, let me show you what I can do?
Nothing. Nothing. Just practice.
But you did have that. You talked about you had that. You
yes, me and him had a great conversation, to be exact.
Yeah. And so what happened? I don't expect you to tell us what was said. But
of course not.
You won't, but. So was that like a turning point in this whole situation?
It was just two grown men just getting on the same page. You know, we was working in the same direction, but just, you know what I mean, just wasn't in the same lane. But we was both pushing for the right thing, and when we sat and talked, we just cleared up the little bit of misconception we had, and great relationship, liked the guy, and everything's just working.
And that was when? Was that the week before the Steelers? That was Steelers week, wasn't it?
You would know better than I would. I'm on to Jacksonville.
Jerome, 39 carries, I mean, it happens so infrequently that who knows what it feels like to be coming off a 39-carry game other than you. I mean, do you feel like you want to go home and take a nap?
I feel good. You know, it was a good win, especially home in front of the fans, you know. And 39 carries, 20, 15, you're going to be sore. You're getting hit, you know. So I feel all right, especially with a win. The win make everything a little lighter.
In the fourth quarter of a game like this, when you're trying to close them out, make first downs, you have to reach for a reserve when you're carrying the ball?
How you don't reach for no reserve? This is what you play for. Like, we'd rather be out there than the defense be out there. Like, offense want the ball in their hands in them situations. So that's what we play for and practice for.
Jerome, in your mind, did you have to become a better practice player or show him that you could pick up the blitz better?
I would say yes. I've been that way my whole life. Like, I practice but never – that's hard, I guess. So I've been that way. I just used to always tell myself since I was playing Pee Wee League, I wait for the game, and it's not like that. It's more of a business. So it's like that in high school, junior college, now here.
Jerome, when Jamal was lost for the season, you knew that opportunity was there. I mean, you know, you don't wait for you don't want somebody to get hurt, but I mean, if it was ever going to happen, it was going to happen then. They needed a running back. What's it like now realize you've fully taken advantage of that opportunity?
Like I said, it's just what I've been working for since I got here, you know, and like when it did happen, me and Jamal sat down and me and him had a deep conversation, and he told me certain things, you know, this is what you need to do, this will help you, you know. Now, I'm not going to say it, but he laid something out there for me where like this is where you need to be after this season is over. Find a way to get there no matter what, and that's how I've been taking the approach every week, find a way to get there and get a win.
How about next week? Two mighty mites, I guess you could say, going at each other, MJD and you.
Oh, Jones, good guy. You know, we played against each other in college. Ton of respect for him. One of my favorite running backs in the NFL, man. And I like watching him play. Just not next week.